now 26 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And as I mentioned earlier, today we start bringing you the faces or the voices behind the faces of those that we recommend as businesses that you can depend on. These are those that we feature in our Bolito Connect portal, which is what we select by virtue of the fact that you've recommended. We've checked them, we've vetted them, they've signed a code of conduct that says if in any dispute there is a problem, we can then intervene on, you know, the basis that we try and broker a happy medium and a happy outcome, because mostly these things are communication related and that's what we specialize in. Today, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome a neighbor and possibly say this with my very, very firmly partisan cap on. The brand is Yoli's. We've watched them grow. They deliver soup. Herbly in just about every quarter you can think of when it comes to good food, wonderful bakes, and generally speaking, convivial atmosphere. Nikki Cooper is the founder, the original, the OG of the brand. Welcome to you.
Thanks, Dave. Morning.
And, you know, everyone has a story. What is yours?
Gosh, so we actually celebrated our 10-year anniversary in September this year. So, yeah, our story has been going for 10 years. We started at Lychee Orchard. That was in 2015.
And it was a tiny little store.
It was 50 square meters. It was absolutely minute. It's basically a garage.
Yeah. And you were doing the baking, I think.
So, yes, no, we were doing everything back then. We didn't sell coffee back then, but we were, we were doing artisan breads and pastries from scratch in our little space. I think we had myself, my husband, and then we had two other staff members. And, it was, as it is today, pretty much like a 24-hour operation. That's what it takes to produce scratch-baked goods.
It takes time, obviously.
Yes.
It takes tremendous skill. Because it's not easy. Not everyone has a touch with the flour and the yeast, etc. And it also, I think, takes enormous persistence. Because, look, running a business is tough. Running a food business is doubly tough. Building a business to the level that you have and maintaining standards, well, that is the gold standard. So to what do you attribute your ability to have grown to this extent and yet still maintain your quality and your passion?
So I think, Dave, to be honest, I am extremely passionate about what I do. So coming to work every day is a joy. I think that's probably first and foremost. If you don't love what you do, then you can't be consistent and you can't kind of forge through those difficult times. They've definitely been difficult times. There's huge ups and downs, especially in our economy. And, you know, we've been through a lot as Bolito and KZN in the last few years. But, you know, it's because I just love doing it. So we just keep going. And, you know, we started with two staff. We've got close to 50 now. Obviously, it's seasonal. But, we've got so many families that we look after now. And, you know, those staff, they've become family to us. And we sort of just keep going because we've created this little community within our community, which is Yoli's. And it's our responsibility to look after those family, give them job security, give them the training, uplift them, educate, you know, in the way of the art that we do, which is, you know, the bread making, the old style way, the pastry. So, that's kind of the drive, you know, with the passion is just to keep this little community that we've created going.
And you obviously recruit well because your staff, your represent, every one of your waitrons or servers or bakers, they're all representative of the brand. You know, this is what happens in a relatively small medium business. Everyone is a representative of the brand, and often the customer doesn't interplay with the owner, yourself. If they did, they would be as passionate as I am about your brand. They interface with generally the serving staff or the and they are superb. Your team has the ability to turn a bad day into a good day, you know, just simply with a warmth and friendliness. And I think it's tangible. They love what they do. That is full testament, I think, to what you do and the way you do it.
I think we've really just tried over the years to create a culture within our business, and it's the baseline of family. So, You know, we don't want people to drag their feet coming to work, to feel unhappy. We try create, because it is a creative thing we do, and it's a creative environment. It doesn't work unless people are in a happy mood.
Yeah.
If they're feeling happy and loved and supported.
I think that's therein lies the message. You look after your team, because that is your, ultimately, that's what your business is all about. It's
100%.
The people in the organization. And if you look after them properly, you can actually feel it. You know, there is this as I say, tangible feeling when you're at any of the Yodis. And Yodis is all over the place. I popped down to a distant remote market. It's a big one in Durban. And what do I see? There's Yodis. You do a lot of markets.
We actually only do the two. We do Shangweni, which is imagining your distant
location. That's the one, yeah.
It's pretty far away from here. But yes, we do Shangweni. We've been doing that for many years now. And then we also do the Belito Farmers Market, which is our local...
Is it just the two now?
It is just the
two. You used to do the odd pop-up here and there, not?
We've done events, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously we do a lot with the Belito Polo. We do, you know, we don't do all the events, but yeah, we do a few here and there.
Only the good ones.
Only the great ones, yeah.
And I think therein lies the success of the brand. Your bakes are also available beyond the Yodis stores. Where are you? I've seen you at the Everest store. Not often.
Yeah. So we actually closed down our wholesale side of our business. We used to wholesale to a lot of cafes, restaurants, and some retail around KZ. Durban, down to Durban, and then in the Belito area. But I think everyone kind of had a deep look at themselves and their businesses in the last few years, because it has been so tough. And we just made the decision to consolidate properly, bring it all back in. You know, it's not
because then you can control the quality.
Exactly. It's not something what we do, you cannot mass produce.
Yeah.
They have not in this country created a machine that can do what we do yet. So it's properly hands-on. And we realized that our recipes, that our scratch recipes that I've developed, they're not scalable. So we thought, well, let's just go back to basics. We do still supply spas with our 60-hour range, which is super popular. That is something that we've also been very controlled with, so we handpick certain spas and we work with them, and yeah, that's pretty much where it is. So yeah, we did close that side of our business down just so that we could refocus, bring it all back in, and just do what we do best, basically.
And you do it extremely well. So folks, when looking for a good coffee emporium or a good place to buy the best bakes, and generally a good place to have breakfast, lunch, or just enjoy life the Belito way properly, remember the brand Yodis. You'll find them in Belito Connect, by the way. As I said, it's not an app, it's just there. It's on the portal in space. So whatever device you're on, just type in Belito Connect, come up with a category looking for coffee or restaurant or whatever, bang, you'll find Yodis. Highly recommended. My very special guest this morning, Nikki Cooper, who is the co-owner with her husband. It's a family business. We urge you to support. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for having me.